And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton. Welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, let's go over strategies to improve or enhance your current or future retirement income. You know, when a client looks at their statements, some of those statements can be several pages long. And you get them sometimes each month or quarterly, but often it's several pages long. And some of the pages might seem redundant or confusing. Well, they're not meant to be. For being an investor, you want an understanding of what funds or stocks you may be holding and why. Do these funds fit your current goals? Do they fit the current market? Not daily or weekly, but the past few years. And are you prepared for the next few years? Understanding what you have and why do you have these funds, is important. Now, you probably filled out a profile years ago. What kind of investor are you? Do you like risk? No. Do you enjoy losing money? Of course not. So you choose something that's not to this and nothing that's to that. And your results might be kind of next to nothing, or they might be okay. Now, also in your statement, you'll see your advisor's name, maybe an assistant or two, the contact information, and make sure you're in touch once or twice a year with your advisor or the assistant. And make sure you can get through. You're not on hold for an hour. You have to press 5 and then press 3. And then if you want to talk to somebody, and when you finally do, it's someone new, if you even can get through to that person. Sort of like flying in an airplane. It's always nice to make sure that the same pilot and their crew are still in the cockpit, same flight, keeping in touch with you. The same flight plan as you. You have the same goals. Everyone wants to land safely in a few hours or a few financial years from now. No one has left the plane, leaving you to fly or land this thing on your own. So you see your profile on your statements. You're conservative or medium, low risk, maybe higher. And you might want to revisit that from time to time. The contact info is there, the funds you hold are there, and away you go. Now, one of the pages you might see are the fees that either the fund managers charge and or the advisor charges for service and advice. Well, that's fine. Good fund managers, whether it's mutual funds or seg funds or whatever, or advisors making you solid returns, giving you good advice, are well worth it. Paying high fees for low returns, that's a little harder to accept. And that's where you get to the most important page in your statement, the returns. That's what it comes down to, the numbers, the results, the bottom line. As an investor, after fees, what are my returns? And that is what you see, just that. Are you getting 2.9% or 8.3%, more or less? Those are your returns net of fees. That determines how much money or how much your money has grown or has not grown. Now, fees are part of the equation to some of that, but the bottom line, your growth, your returns, the better the fund, the better the fund manager, the better returns you can get, the more growth you can get, the more money you have, or the longer your money will last. That's it, having the right funds. We'll be back in a moment, right after this break.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So the bottom line, the page you want to get to review, what are your returns for 2020 in the past 3 to 5 years? And despite the events of 2020, And with the boom of 2019, back-to-back, double-digit returns. If your returns have been low, fees might have had something to do with it. Most likely, it's the funds, the wrong asset mix. With record-breaking markets being hit several times the past 2 or 3 years, the highs, the returns in the 10% range, some higher for the past 2 to 3 years. I guess you might ask yourself, if you haven't had good returns through that kind of rush, what will your funds do when the markets eventually and inevitably slow down? No one really minds getting 4%, for example, if that seems to be the going average rate, if that's what most funds are producing right now. No one really minds or is willing to accept low rates or being in a lockdown if the rest of the community is doing the same. We don't like it, but if everyone's doing it for now, well, so be it. It'll get better. If the power is out all over the city, you can kind of accept that. No power for a while. You don't like it, but maybe accept it. But if the lights and heat are on all over town and you're in the dark, when your returns are low, have been low, 4% or less the past 2 or 3 years, and others are getting 8% plus, without assuming any high risk, you might not feel so accepting. That's the page you want to turn to, your returns, after fees. And why are they doing well, and why are they not? Low-performing funds with high fees will certainly work against you. Poor fund selection will certainly hold you back. Recently, a client of mine, mid-50s, brought her over her RSP a few years ago, about 3 years ago. Fidelity American, Canadian, International, some Far East. Back-to-back, 14% annual returns. Now, past performance does not guarantee future results. But that is what that combo of funds have done. Historical facts. You can go online, Lipper.com, and see for yourself. And there are other good funds. Make sure you have them. Now, she had done what a lot of first-time investors do. I'll transfer some. Leave some where it's at. Compare the two accounts. See how it goes. We met again in March, quickly turning to the page, her returns elsewhere. And that's the page that jumps out. It's in the numbers. It's in the facts. Not close to 14%. Not close to 6%. Her five-year returns, less than 4%. She was in her mid-50s. A lot of years to go and grow, but not at that rate. Her fees were a little high, but more importantly, her returns were way too low, certainly in comparison to her Fidelity funds. So she decided to bring the rest over, not wanting to wait another 5 years. Now everyone gets to make that call, a call to your advisor. If you feel your results are too low for the past few years, not months, but years, to see if there's something that could work better for you. Now, getting back to fees, all funds have management fees, often ranging from 2% to 3%. More passive funds usually have the lower fees. Often the more active funds are the higher ones. While some of that has bearing on your returns, it's really less than you think. Having the better funds provides you with better returns. You could have a fund that charges you maybe a 2% fee, meaning if it makes 6%, 2% goes to the fund manager to manage those funds in that account, and 4% is your return. Another fund might have a 3% fee, but has produced a 13% return, and 10% goes to you, such as these Fidelity funds that I mentioned, that for the past decade have been 7 to 11% annual returns. Again, the next decade could be different. Some advisors charge a fee, and some could be very well worth it for service and advice, which is very fair. Others do not. I choose not to. Now, fees are part of the picture, but net returns are the big picture. Your returns on that page, on your statement, for everyone's page, are your returns, net of fees, 3%, 8%, or whatever? When all the dust settles, how much, you, the investor, what are your returns? How much of your investments grown with the proper funds and proper allocation of funds? There's a cute ad on TV these days, a couple sitting on the couch comparing investment returns. The husband had apparently gone with a discount service or brokerage advertising low fees perhaps a year ago. The wife stayed where she was at. The fees were higher, but as they compared returns, her returns were much higher. That's the bottom line. Fees are part of the story, but far from the whole story. Having lower fees does not guarantee or indicate having better returns. Far more important, having the better funds provides better returns. Talk to your advisor. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So on your investment statements, the pages you see, sometimes 6 or 8 pages long, all rank in importance, but the one page that tells you mostly what you need to know, what have your returns been for the past 1, 3, but more importantly, 5 years or more? Are you keeping pace in today's current environment? And do you want to keep pace in today's current environment? Now, probably the past 5 years for most investors, what are good gains? Gains of maybe 6% annually. You're doing great in today's market. Higher, of course, is better, but at 6% annual return for the past 5 years, you're on par. You're doing pretty good. In your RIF or LIRA, money that you have to withdraw from, that you have to withdraw 6% or more per year from, well, the longer your returns can achieve similar rates as your withdrawals, well, obviously, depending on your age, the longer your investments will last, or the more retirement income you'll have. Withdrawing at 6% or more per year while making less than 2%, well, depending on your age and the amount of money and time left, it won't take too many years for that to have a negative impact on your retirement plans. Returns. That's the bottom line. That's the page. That's the page you focus on. The other pages are smaller parts of the picture. Better funds, better returns keep you out of the dark, not in lockdown, but freedom to retire just a little bit better. Located at 1702 Sackville Drive, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. That number once again, 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.